the Australian team. But let's change tack a little bit. We've got a bit of footy and basketball combo here because Bec Goddard was the inaugural premiership coach of the AFLW Adelaide Crows in season one of the AFLW. This year, went up to the Canberra Capitals in the WNBA, and you wouldn't believe it, as an assistant, they won the championship as well. So they just follow success wherever she goes. Bec joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Bec.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We are going very, very well. You are just Midas touch sort of activity at the moment, Bec.
Thank you. Yeah, look, I like to follow winners around. I don't know. Congratulations on the win on the weekend and a half and last night when the game was getting off. Well
yeah,
done.
Thank you. Any win's a good win at the moment, Bec. We're happy with that. Don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about that. But just on the transition and the difference from a coaching perspective, I'm keen to ask you about this. From managing a group of 30, and your situation was unique because you had a fair bit of the chunk of the crew up in the Northern Territory when you were coaching the Crows, to managing a smaller squad of athletes in the basketball situation, how different is it from a coaching perspective to handle the big group to the small group? And what are the challenges you face either way?
Well, I think it's having a smaller group. Obviously, as a coach, you get to talk to them more and you get to give them more one-on-one attention. But I think the really amazing difference between WNBL and AFLW is, you know, the WNBL had, I think, 28, 29 seasons now. And so the athletes that you're dealing with are that, you know, the professional nature of where they are and where they're at in their careers. And, you know, they've spent, you know, a lot longer in their time trying to become athletes, and the way they reflect, the way they prepare, the way they train is really quite unique, and that's been a really interesting experience for me. But also, you know, in basketball, the coaches on the sidelines, the coaches getting to talk to them a lot more than what, you know, we get to do in footy. And you know, they train a lot more than what we get to at the moment in AFLW. So you know, seeing those differences and the way they communicate and prepare, it's been amazing.
Which do you prefer, Bec? Is it the tight one-on-one beside the court, or do you like having that distance?
Oh, look, I think there's a happy balance, you know, somewhere. I mean, initially when I got into the WNBL, the biggest shock to me was how much you could talk to the referees. Like, that absolutely blew my mind. Some of the things that the girls were saying, or the ball goes, the head coach got to say to the referees, I was like, oh my God, we're about to get 50 here. But, you know, the basketball court isn't big enough.
No, that'd be a big penalty.
Yeah, but, you know, that's all part of the theatre of basketball. So, you know, that was amazing. But, yeah, you know, the head coach gets the time out, and however many of those they get a game, the way that he can communicate in 45 seconds flat and give feedback and then turn around and the girls execute that, yeah, that was mind-blowing for me.
Yeah, and execution for you this season was amazing, really. 12 games in a row you won. You went on that streak. Mm. And you compare that to last season, where you had 13 losses in a row. That is a massive turnaround. Now, there was some personnel changes there, but I just wanted to get an insight into the mindset shift to go from those, you know, there's such a massive contrast between the seasons.
Yeah, look, we actually had our presentation night last night. That's why I sound a bit rusty this morning. But, it was one of the things that, you know, that the Cats really reflected on, and they wanted to have that sort of, you know, winning mentality, and looked at the ways that they could turn things around. And I mean, even really early on in the piece, we looked at as a coaching group when the players started to get affected by, you know, things that are outside of their control, like refereeing or, you know, contact, that kind of stuff that you actually do get a lot of in WNBL, how we could push through that without being affected. So, and that was one thing that I was actually able to contribute to without knowing a thing about basketball with coaching, was that we do a lot of that in football all the time. You know, we're touching each other all the time, we're grappling with each other all the time, we're having that little, even just slapping, sort of being able to have that contact in the change rooms before we get out onto the court, and being able to play through that. So after a sort of couple of losses and reacting to things that weren't within our control, we started doing that pre-match, and you know, it contributed to sort of where we went after that.
Talk to me also about Kelsey Griffin. Now, she was just crowned the league MVP. Yeah. She's won her third grand final MVP. She must have been a massive, you secured her in the off-season. What a massive player to add to the playing group.
She is a superior athlete, you know, and that's where I look at it and go, I am so lucky to have just had a season with athletes like Kelsey Griffin, Leilani Mitchell, Mariana Tolo, and the way that they just approach, like her desire, her fight to win in every single circumstance she's in is second to none. So that doesn't matter if it's on the court, at training, in meetings, her desire to want to be the best is second to none. And I consider myself very lucky to be just a little part of Kelsey Griffin's season.
Can she play centre half back, Beck?
Yeah, actually, you know what? I did take a footy down half, so... I'm not silly. I take the opportunities where I can. And probably two best kicks on the team, Kelly Wilson and Kelsey Griffin.
Yeah. Just writing those names down.
Sally Phillips is currently having a coronary somewhere in Melbourne. She's doing more WNBL athletes on the way.
See, are you kind of a bit confused at the moment? Like, obviously, you've had an impact in basketball and... there's this obvious link to go back to the AFLW. How do you feel about it all now?
Oh, look, I think coming home to Canberra, you know, there's no doubt, you know, I was a bit sad. I felt like I was going through a bit of a breakup with footy when I got back and I couldn't know what I was going to do. Meeting an amazing coach in Paul Gorris. I mean, Paul, aside from coaching music caps, he's on Opal's coaching staff. So to be able to learn from him and be able to look at my coaching and see where I needed to improve and, you know, is coaching what I want to do and going to another sport and spending time with those athletes, it really sort of stirred me to go, you know, this is what I want to do. The girls this season really helped me sort of know that that's what my journey is. So I don't know what's going to happen next for me, but I consider myself very lucky to have spent such a professional season with a group of athletes like that and some coaches that I did.
You kind of half answered my next question because it was going to be, is that sort of lit your fire to get back into coaching again with what you've gone through? Because I think everyone was really surprised when you left Adelaide when you did. And I know it was for a variety of different reasons, but has it sort of kind of got you thinking that I've got to get back into this?
Yeah, I mean, it has. I mean, it's just got to be an opportunity that I can take with work and that's it. I've never shied away from the fact that I'd love to have a crack at working full time in footy if the opportunity came up. But who knows where that much that might be. I've absolutely loved seeing what's happening in season three of the AFLW at the moment and seeing some athletes that have come in and some of the younger guns. And you've got one of the best at Carlton there, half. But yeah, it's been an exciting season so far and who knows what will happen next season with expansion coming in.
Well, if I don't win more games, you might have a job at Carlton. just keep your ear out, Beck.
It doesn't matter if you win half, as you can see from my track record.
the thing I want to ask you, now, you've alerted me to this, Beck, because of the beauties of social media, but... there's Sizzler restaurants up in Queensland, but there's not in Melbourne. So that has to be have an impact on your coaching.
Well, funny you say that, but actually one of my very first jobs as a teenager was at Sizzler, Belconnen in Canberra.
Is that right?
No longer in the ACP, but I've still got post-traumatic stress disorder, I reckon, because I had a manager at the time and she came, I used to take the orders down the line when it was very popular, and she came running down the line one day and she'd be sitting in my ear. Don't tell anyone, but we've run out of well-done steaks, so don't take any more orders for well-done steaks. What do you reckon happened about 5 minutes later? I had a guy say to me, I'll take a steak. I said, how do you want it cooked? He said, well done. And I said, I'm sorry, sir. We've run out of well-done steaks. I was a 15-year-old, and he started laughing and pointing at me in front of the entire crowd. He said, we've run out of well-done steaks. Oh, what an idiot. Stayed with me for life. Saving his life.
Oh, that's brutal. That is brutal, that sort of stuff.
It is one of the
great mysteries. But I love the cheese bread. Love the cheese bread.
Yeah, exactly right.
Who doesn't?
It's one of the great mysteries in life as to how the Sizzler just didn't work down in the southern states.
Oh, I don't know. Are there any on the Gold Coast?
There are.
Shush.
Oh, just throwing it out there, Beck. Can I ask you, going back to the conversation about football to basketball, is coaching coaching?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And, you know, the athletes change and come and go, but I really think that that's what WNBL taught me. It's as much about people management, getting the right group of people together, the right combination of the good people that, you know, want to be the best, that stick together without ego, without individual accolades. And, you know, we look at Kelsey Griffin winning MVP at the league, and last night at the Canberra Capitals, she won MVP and best defensive player, and she doesn't care for any of that. She's just all about her teammates and how she can contribute to them on the court. So seeing that, it's just sort of solidified my thoughts on what it takes to be a great coach. And you've got to be a great communicator first, and really enjoy what you're doing, and that's what it is.
Beck, you've alluded to a few different things about your time and the other work that you do outside of coaching and the fact that you have to do that. How important is it to move to a situation where there are more jobs available in full-time roles within AFLW or for women in sport generally?
Oh, I think it's really important, Sherelle. You know, like I said that I couldn't do it again part-time. Because it was too much. You know, I took my first two seasons in the AFLW, I took as rec leave and long service leave, and I don't have that leave left in my work as a police officer now. So, and in my work, it's really important that you get a break and look after yourself. So it was worth it because I wanted to have a crack and see where it could take me. But going forward, I couldn't do it without a full-time opportunity that was worth taking the break from the AFP for. So... but more broadly, having more females in coaching is important, and I actually think it's really valuable to coaching staff, because you never know where that's going to take you. And I know that in elite sport especially, you're always looking for that winning edge and what might take you to the next level. And I think that women in coaching have got a large part to play in that. They just haven't had the chance yet.
Well, I reckon that will change sooner rather than later, the way things are rolling, Beck, and I think you're right, 100%. And I reckon you might just find yourself with an opportunity somewhere sometime soon. Good luck to you.
Sunny skies ahead, huh?
Oh, it's a lovely place. She might be coasting to a job sooner rather than later. We'll see.
Let's be respectful to others, shall we, guys, in the race, probably.
Well, you can do that. We don't need to.
I know.
Good on you, Beck. Nice to chat as always. Loving your work on Fox Footy through the AFLW season as well. Look forward to chatting to you soon.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Good stuff. Beck got a championship assistant coach with the WNBL Canberra Capitals. Of course, premiership coach at the Adelaide Crows.